My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the memorial of a really great saint who perhaps we don't know so much about. Probably everybody knows the name, but there's his achievements as a missionary, as a bishop, are probably more impressive than the fact that he died for the faith, although he did that as well. But he had a long life filled with great apostolic achievements. He decided to become a monk at a very young age. It says that it's believed at the age of 5, when his parents had some monks as visitors in the home, that's when he decided to become himself a monk, and was schooled at several monasteries in England. He's from the area of England. I didn't read it specifically, but knowing a little bit about the history of England and the fact that he spent his whole life evangelizing Germany, I believe he must have been of one of the Saxon tribes that ended up in the area that nowadays we call England. And just to give you a few details, he was born, it's believed, around the year 675, so near the end of the 7th century, and his apostolic work all took place then in the 8th century, which was the beginning of what we call the Middle Ages, the low period of the Middle Ages. And so he began as a Benedictine monk and excelled in studies, and after he was formed as a young man, he was immediately made director of the school, and he gained quite a bit of admiration, both from his own pupils and from the people outside the monastery who looked for his sermons and his lessons, which were much sought after. After initial period of being a teacher, then he was ordained to the priesthood at about the age of 30. And after some time of teaching and writing, he was inspired to go follow a few of some of his predecessors who had gone to Germany as missionaries. His name, the name of Boniface, is part of a long line of saints, both those that went before him and those that followed him. So he followed Saints Wilfrid and Willibrord, and went to Germany on an initial mission in 716, which did not work out. He went to Friesland, which is now Netherlands, and initially had some success, but the chief of the tribes there, Radbod, he was initially going to convert, and then he changed his mind. So he's not even called Boniface yet. He changes his name. St. Boniface changed his name after this trip. In the beginning, he was known as Winfrid. But so Winfrid went back to England, and there his brothers wanted to make him abbot, and he turned down this offer of honor and the possibility to stay and lead his brothers in the monastery because he had this strong desire to be a missionary, and he felt called to that. So before he set out again for Germany, he decided to seek the Pope's blessing and get a mandate. So he went to visit Pope Gregory II 2 years later in 718, and was given this commission to go and evangelize the areas of Germany. And it's believed at that time that he changed his name to Boniface, which, just as an aside, as best as I can make from the Latin, would mean does good. Bonum is good, and facere is to do. So Boniface seems to mean to do good or does good. So then, a few years after that, after arriving in Germany, within 4 years, he had great successes and was called back to Rome by the Pope and consecrated a bishop and then given jurisdiction over all of Germany. And He was also given by the Pope a letter of recommendation to be given to Charles Martel, who was the leader of the Franks, probably the most powerful tribe there in Europe, in that part of Europe. Charles Martel gave him protection, and then he was emboldened by this, and actually I'd like to read just a short paragraph from this life of Saint Boniface, in part for our very faithful acolyte, who is also an axeman. Says, armed in this way, he boldly challenged the traditions of the old Norse gods. A dramatic story is told of how he attacked the oak tree of Geismar on the summit of Mount Gutenberg near Fritzlar with an axe. This tree was a source of local superstition, and the crowds watched in awe, expecting the gods to strike back. As a matter of fact, it doesn't say here, but elsewhere, it turns out that this tree is associated with the Norse god of Thor, so one of the most powerful gods. And Saint Boniface attacks this tree with an axe. The first few blows split the oak into four parts, and it crashed to the ground. The wood was evidently not rotten, because Boniface used it to build a chapel of St. Peter on the spot. This was accounted a miracle, and many conversions followed. So it tells us a little bit about the spirit of St. Boniface. He was motivated by great charity and love for the church and for love of souls. And as we heard today in the reading, a reading from one of his letters, he really saw himself as a shepherd, one who would possibly have to face martyrdom and shed his blood to protect the sheep. And as it turns out, he spent his whole life in establishing the church in Germany. Then he was made a papal legate and sent to organize the Frankish churches as well. He conducted several synods. And in short, his influence over the church in those areas of Europe, Germany, and among the Franks earns him an honor of being one of really the most influential men in Europe in Christian history, although we don't know him that well, but he's beginning to be recognized for this incredible achievement. As I said, many saints followed him, accompanied him, and helped him. So he inspired great holiness and missionary zeal among his people and won many, many conversions and really established the church in that part of Europe in his lifetime. And then died also for the church, for the cross, for Christ. At the age of 80, he had just turned over his authority. He resigned his bishopric as the Archbishop of Mainz and was just going back to Friesland, where he had started out in the very beginning as a missionary, because the peoples there had lapsed back into had lapsed from the faith, and so he's going back to re-evangelize. And while he was there, a band of semi-pagan, a tribe of semi-pagans, happened upon him in the woods, and he was killed then. So the readings that we chose, that the church proposed today for his memorial, remind us of his spirit of following Christ as a good shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep. May Saint Boniface continue to exercise his intercessory spirit there in the lands that he originally evangelized, which in which the faith is in great danger. May he revive the true spirit of the Catholic faith and intercede for the entire church in this troubled time, and inspire us also to be willing to give everything for the truth and attain to everlasting life. Praise be Jesus and Mary.